Okay, Maimer Dalid, we're up to Ice Dalid and Hay, which is on page 49 of the traditional prints in the Maimer Hervi. We finished discussing a description of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, of God's names. And in the last piece, he talked about the fact that the Nevi'im saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu in different images and different forms, which contributes to our understanding, whatever the Rosh Hashanah reveals to us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The last thing we learned was Dalid, where the king asked a very pointed question, and perhaps I need to rephrase the way I expressed it yesterday, or 2 days ago. Amar HaKuzari, Halai kishasha'alu suhu nichnasa b'deyos. When elokusai nichnasa b'deyos, when you talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it goes into different thoughts, v'achdusai v'yacholtai v'chachmasai, his metzius, his understanding, his wisdom, shakal mi'itai, and that God, everything comes from God, sarach ha'kai le'lov, shein le'i tzarech ha'lakal, yichaneis ha'mar mimenu v'yahav aloi. V'lein istarech l'gashmus hazeh. He says, who needs all these visions of the Navi? All of the gashmas, all of the physical visions that the Nevi'im have of God. Who needs them? We should be enough to just, look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria. And as I mentioned to you the other day, the Kol Yehuda brings here that that's what the Rambam really says. The Rambam says, if you want to have Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, quoting the Rambam, he says, Echo Aderech Lavasil Yirasai. What's the way Avas Hashem Yiras Hashem? B'shoishi is Bainun Adam B'maisa, V'bru Avan Nifloim. When you look at God's world, etc. So the Rambam said, "Miyahu ayevu mishabeachu mefor misava taiva gadai leida Hashem agadol." That ignites in a person a desire to know Hashem. So I would find this hard to understand, except that I've heard Rabbi Miller is talking. Rabbi Miller saw Hashem and everything that takes place in the Bria. So that should be enough. That's his question. Who needs all of these? Why are these visions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why are they important? So he answers here, Omar Achavar, and hey, he says, Tainas HaPhilosophim. That's the argument of the philosophers. Now, before we read what he says, we're not taking away from what he says in the Rambam. The Rambam is certainly right, that a person can come to Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem from looking at the Briha, the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Briha. Nevertheless, he explains here something about the way human beings think. It's very interesting what he presents. He presents the following. Ashenira minefesh ha'adam. What it appears regarding the soul of a person, the nature of a person, ki hiyira bihimotzei hamafchides hamurgashos, mashena yira kashiyisupa lo aleihem. Isn't it human nature that if you see something frightening, you are more afraid than if someone tells you the story of something frightening? If someone sees a burning building, you see a whole building on fire, it's a frightening thing to view. Now, somebody could tell you about it, but what you see with your eyes certainly creates more fear in the person. The same thing, kashi oyheves hatzura hayofa hanimtzas. Someone loves a certain image, say something beautiful. Masha'en oyheves kshisupar oleha. Is that the same as someone tells you about something that's beautiful? If somebody describes something beautiful, the ava for that thing is nothing like someone who sees it. Seeing it makes a bigger impression on the person.
Seeing is believing.
Seeing is believing. We're not even talking about believing. We're talking, even if you believe it 1,000%, it influences the person more.
Seeing. You know what
Yeah, he's going to say that about Hasina as well. That's what they saw. We're supposed to pass on to your children what you saw. Inenu ra v'loizar. Right? We saw it and not a stranger. So he says, "Al tamul mischak min sheyaymer." Don't trust a wise man that will tell you kimashaftai mischaberes, that in his thought he could connect al sidra. Don't believe someone who tells you that he can appreciate something with his intelligence alone, without having to have any hergeshim, any whether it's seeing, hearing, any of his hergeshim feel it. Barais dimyain, and it's enough for him to see the dimyain, the explanation of it. Mimilais from words, a michtav from something that's written, a mitzurais nerais, a mizdamais from other types of images which you can see or imagine. Halaytira. For example, you want to dive into Hashem without putting your tefillah into words. It's not the same tefillah. You just think about HaKadosh Baruch without defining it in specific words. It's not the same. You can't count to 100, Derech Marshall. You can't do it without words. That doesn't mean you have to say 1, 2, 3. You could think 1, 2, 3, but it means you have to have a finite narrowing down of the things that you want to express. Certainly, if you have to count, two lions and 12 giraffes and 13 elephants, you want to think about it. If you have to take a pen and paper, you have to write it down to keep cheshbon. He's saying is this, that the a machshava is not mitzumtzum. A thought, by its nature, is free. Rav Sosa Lanta used to say that ha'adam chafshi b'dimyanai. When you imagine things, you think about things, you're all over the place. Did it ever happen to you? I'm sure it never happened. Never happened to you when someone asks you, you think about something. You say, how did I get to that? Oh, I was thinking about the other thing, the thing before that, the thing before that. And it's all over the place. You know, you start thinking about the fact that you need a better parnasa because you need a new kitchen. And then you start thinking about your friend's kitchen. And then you start thinking about your friend, and you just made a chasana, and the caterer. Never happened to you, Herbie. No, it goes like from one thought to another. The imagination is not... we say it's all over the place. It's not limited. But if you want to be Omer ala Emes, you have to take a pen and a piece of paper and write something down. Let's say you're learning a sugya. You're learning a sugya, and there are difficulties in the Gemara. You really have to write it down to get it clear. Even if you have a chiddush in Torah, if you write it down, try to put together how it answers questions, then it comes together. It comes together if you try to analyze it. You want to make a list of people that you want to invite for Purim. If you don't take a pen and a piece of paper and write it down, it's not going to, it doesn't happen. You have to try to somehow make it finite. So the idea here is that a person who leaves things to machshava alone ends up imagining things without nailing them down, without really having a clear thought about the thing that he has. So how does that plug into what we're saying? So here on page 51, he has one long run-on sentence, which is really beautiful, in the following. He says, V'chemis taderes l'navi gadlus alekim v'yachaltei v'rachminusai v'chachmasai. It appears, it's mesudr to the Navi, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his abilities, which are those which are revealed to us, his mercy, his wisdom, v'hayaysai, or v'chiyusai, now what he's going to do here is have one big run-on sentence. Our imagination of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like, me and you, comes from the collection of all of the nevuas that Nevi'im had that are revealed to us through the Torah. So if we want to have an imagination, we want to have an image of the way Hashem reveals himself, here, this whole page is a collection of images that appear to different Nevi'im through the history of Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. The different images that are passed down. So some of them you'll recognize from Sukkim, and the ones you don't, it's just because we don't know Nach that well. But every one of them, when you take it together, you realize our feeling of what it means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, comes from this collection. He says the following. She'enenu tzarech l'akol, v'asher kol tzrichim lo'i. God doesn't need anyone, and all need to come unto Him. V'achdusai v'kdushasai is uniqueness, achdus Hashem. And once Rabbi Palman is a Torah Lamelech has a maimer on achdus Hashem. There's a time we were translating it for his first English book, and I tried to translate the maimer on achdus Hashem. It was during the summer, and Rabbi Palman said, you can't translate it into English. There's no word for achdus Rav. Uniqueness is not a good enough word because a lot of things can be unique. And unique is also not achdus Hashem. Achdus Hashem is the idea that it's, in a way, it's a simplicity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Unity.
Unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a simplicity, the fact that, for example, God has no parts to him. Kaviyachal, Hashem is the Yud. What?
Corporeal. Corporeal.
What?
That means he has a body.
You mean body.
You mean non.
Not corporeal.
How about attributes intertwined?
Excuse me?
Attributes
intertwined. Things that are intertwined are complicated. Achdusai means that Hashem Baruch Hu is ein achdus kamayu, we say. There's no word, there's no achdus like Hashem. It means that Hashem Baruch Hu, it's hard to describe. It means that it's a non-changing, we could say all the nons. No body, not changing, not complicated, no parts. It's very hard to explain what it means achdusai. So rather than to explain what we have of Hashem, we have this collection. The fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol takes in everything in the world simultaneously, and whatever it is that we say to be capable, we attribute to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kiyana Natuya, the Cherev Ashlufa, his outstretched hand, his drawn sword in the vision, twice we have in Yeshua, who Malach comes in the image of a warrior with a cherev shlufa. And David HaMelech has a similar image. Va'esh, va'ruach, va'brokim, va'ra'imim, ha'msham shibem ha'maroi. These are the images at Har Sinai that we had of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'dover ha'yotzeh mebeneyem, v'ashorais, u'badois, ma'shahoya v'yiyah. And those mitzvahs that came to the Nevi'im, regarding our understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ha-Yahai Vaviyah, U-Maimid B'nei Adam V'Hamalachim L'Fon of Nechnoim, and the idea that all people and all angels are Nechna to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'Yetzias Kol Tzorcheim Mi'itai, and the fact that all of every creature's needs come from Hashem, Yaspik Lohem V'Leyachsa Mu'uma, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give without being missing anything, Yagbiya Shafal Vyashbal Hagavaya, Baruch Hu raises those that are low and lowers those that are high, that are Baligaiva, Vyishay Kimina Lishavim, and that in fact Baruch Hu welcomes those who does tshuva, Vyikra Aleihem Vyashyadeya Yashav Anicham, Halakim, and he calls out to them, whoever understands and does tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take back any decree against him. Ve'yonef yichais al rishoyim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu behaves as if he's angry against evildoers. Ve'yadeh malkum v'yokim malkin. This is already an expression in Daniel. Hakadosh Baruch Hu appoints kings and removes kings. Lofonav elof alfin yishamshunei. In the vision of Daniel, God has thousands upon thousands of mishamshin. Kol zev adayim lezeh yirah hanavi berega echad. All these collected images of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Navi sees all at once. So what he's saying is that vision gives a person more of an image than than the understanding by itself. The point will be made later that vision is different than hearing or speaking. We generally can only hear and concentrate on one thing at a time. We can only say one thing at a time, but we can see many things at one time. So he's going to explain later how the idea of Riyah in itself is the greatest of the Chushim. But outside of that, what he's saying here is that without these images, you're fooling yourself in understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just to have a philosophical understanding of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, it doesn't do it. It doesn't give you a specific image.
That just delivered the walls without having any of these images revealed to them?
Probably. I imagine so. I don't think it's the Tanai of a Navi that he has to see an image. Sometimes Nevuah was given just with the concept. But that wasn't what we see. The Kuzar had asked why it's necessary. Because he had said earlier that all the expressions of Kvayt Hashem are all necessary. So Kuzar had asked, why? If you can sit back and you're intelligent enough to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu from all he created, that should be adequate for Ava and Yira, for whatever we need to serve Hashem. So he's saying that it's not true, because the imagination is all over the place. It's not confined. It's not specific enough. If you have a number of specific images that the Navi gives over, so that together gives you at least an image of Hashem. We see Hashem has thousands upon thousands of Mishamshim. It's not the point that he needs people, that he needs angels to serve breakfast. It's the idea of the godless Hashem. And some of the images contradict each other. The images of Hashem as a Zaken, and the images of Hashem youthful, the images of Hashem above everything, and the images of Hashem with the Aleph Alfei Mishamshim. But nevertheless, all of them together give a certain, it's an elusive image, but at least it gives you an image, not of Mahusai, knowing Hashem as you would know an individual, but of the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the idea that he brings, it leads to V'yikares HaMar V'yavat Kum B'Nafshe Kol Yimechayim. Uniqueness creates Ava. There's an idea that we have an expression, Vayeda Odom Eschave Ishtai. To love, it's an expression of knowing. If you have, let's say, 1,000 identical cans of Coca-Cola, it's not possible to like one over the others, because they're all identical. If they're all exactly the same, you can't like anything. If you have 10 different flavors of sodas, you could say, I like this one, I don't like that one. I like the Coke, I don't like the orange or the Sprite or the, so it's possible to say. It's a part of Ava is Yediyah, is recognizing individuality to be Mavdil. So that the more individualized a Navi, or a Navi gives to us a recognition of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, the more Shayach Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, to have such a concept. So the mind can be all over the place, but in order really to focus Ava and Yira, you have to have a specific image. And that's how he's answering the king. The king is telling him, who needs images of God? We say Hashem doesn't have a Tumuna, doesn't really have. It's true, he doesn't have an image, but you need the image to be able to appreciate whatever the message is.
Are you obligated to like all the images the same? Or can you relate more or like one more than the other?
Well, we know the images are just a dimion. They're marshal and a dimion. You may not love the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu punishes, but it's inseparable.
You have to
say. It's inseparable. It's a taicha of the Rabbi Nishalayim. You never say, I love someone, I love his right hand, but not his left hand, because his right hand is more capable. It's inseparable. So he goes on, he says, to have a love for this multitude of images, and wanting to see it a second and third time, Shlomo Melech only had two nevuos, according to the Pasuk. God appeared to him twice. I think it was a third time later. So this idea is an important idea. It's important to understand that nevuah was a very limited commodity. Avraham Avinu didn't have a nevuah from Hashem until he was at least 70 years old. And Yitzchak didn't have nevuah from Hashem until after Avraham Avinu died, which he was 120, I think, at the time. Avraham was... when Yitzchak was born, Avram was 100.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, so he was 80, and Avram died 175, as he was 75 right. years old. Mm-hmm. And Yaakov Avinu didn't have Nevuah until he was in his 80s, till he was left his father's house and had the dream in the beginning of Parshas Vayetze. So that is not... What?
Yaakov had the most of the time,
Had? The Shechina left him during the time Yosef was away, you mean?
Right.
Later, 22 years in the Chinam. So anyway, the nevuah is a rare thing, and it's meant to give a certain picture to nail down what it is that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to present, the way Hashem wants to present himself to the Navi. Masa higia filosof alzeh b'machshavtai. With thinking alone, it doesn't happen. So the idea here is that human beings, in order to appreciate anything, have to be able to have some way of identifying it, of nailing it down, of having something specific. And just the dream doesn't do it. Someone can, before he dates, can imagine what he wants the girl he marries to be like. And even if he has enough imagination, he can imagine all her attributes. But from imagining her, he doesn't love her. He doesn't know her. You know, he doesn't have it. Of course, when he finally meets his wife, she probably has very few of those qualities. And a lot of the other qualities that, it's amusing to me because I'm very quiet about it in yeshiva, but guys are set out to date. They know exactly what they want. And then when they get engaged, they get married, it's what Hashem wanted them to have. It's rarely matches, I don't know. Well, hopefully, it's not the expectations. No. It's that the imagination is one thing and the reality is something else. It's not, it doesn't work together. And what he's saying is about the Rabbi Shalom. He's saying about the Rabbi Shalom that you can't just love God. You have to somehow nail it down. To say it in very loose ways is not adequate. You have to be able to nail things down to some sort of specific attribute of Hashem or image of Hashem or connection to Hashem. The only way to do it, you have one person, one of Gadol, whose Avas Hashem comes mostly through his learning and one who comes mostly through his davening. And it's not a stira. Anyway, this is his presentation. And the Kuz, the king, for the most part, agrees with it, although we'll learn next time that he questions some aspects of it. So Mitzvah Hashem Monday and Tuesday. Next
week. Where do the differences in the text come from?
The differences in text in this, generally the parenthetic texts seem to be more correct than the original.
Because you said, like, the last word,
Machshavta. I read the one in parentheses rather than the one in the print. What they did is they put the quotation mark on the word that's removed and in parentheses put in the more accurate one.
I just have Bisinasso, that's the only word I have.
Okay, well, you have a different print, okay.
You say that we see it as well. In our own town,
well, we only imagine. You and I don't have Nevuah yet.
Right?
Yeah, but our image comes from learning, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, from learning about a certain image of the Rabbi Nishalom.
Rabbi Miller would point out that the Rambam holds Hakshama is a precursus. Hakshama. The belief that the Rebbe was a goof. Yet the Torah is full of. How did the Torah take a chance and write Yad Hashem?
The Rambam Mer Nevuchim, the first part of Mer Nevuchim discusses that.
He says it was kedai for us to learn the mood.
Who says that expression?
Rambam Miller.
It was kedai in order to.
The lesson is more important even than the risk that.
Okay. I just saw again, I had seen this many times, I just saw now in the Divrei Yael, he quotes, I think, from the Shlomo, that when we say, that when you say HaKadosh Baruch has ears, so it's just to make us understand, this is an ear, we say God hears, that. See, so the Shlomo says, no, really hearing is the way God does. By us, this is the comparison to the real hearing. Like the ear is the muscle, and the real is the way God does it. You know, it's like the other way around, I think the Baal Tanya said that this world is not Yesh Me'ayin. This world is Ayin Me'yesh. The real existence is the one we don't understand, but in our world, this is the Yesh.